life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Hello, this is Will Crisp with Camp Cookin' for Allegheny Mountain Radio. For February looking on to March, let's consider leek soup. Leek soup. This is a simple recipe, tasty, easy to prepare, and flexible for any number of guests. I've given it my best shot. It's my idea, nothing taken from somebody else's cookbook, which would be a no-no. Leek soup, in this case, that I've done, is a tribute to my great-grandmother, Sally Eliza Edwards, with her unmistakably Welsh maiden name. The soup works well all year long, but is especially appropriate for St. David's Day, March the 1st, after the Welsh patron saint, and that's why we're going to do it in February, looking forward to March the 1st. Now, my great-grandmother Sally married Silas Ezekiel Crisp, who enlisted in the 30th North Carolina Infantry Regiment in May 1862. While Sally was nurturing her young family, Silas was a member of Stonewall Jackson's original corps. I can picture my great-grandmother keeping the family together during those terrible years with her husband fighting up in Virginia and across the Potomac. And here's my second Welsh connection. Many years ago, my Vienna Celtic rugby football club flew from Austria to Great Britain for an Easter rugby tour in Wales. Our first match was in the village of Penygros, and during a line-out where the ball is thrown in from the touchline, but I better not go into too much rugby terminology, the Penygros team bobbled the ball, and remember, a rugby ball is like a sort of a larger American football. Anyway, the Penygros team bobbled the ball, and I fell upon it inside the dead ball zone, meaning the end zone, thus scoring a try, call it a touchdown equivalent. Heart pounding, I looked up, and there across the fence, a black and white cow was staring at me with considerable curiosity. Beyond the cow was a slag heap from a nearby coal mine. Doggone, I had scored a rugby try in Wales. Here are the ingredients of preparation with the Welsh connection for leek soup. One bunch of leeks, maybe two if you want to thicken it up. One bulb garlic, one can of green peas, six small white potatoes, one bunch of parsley, 2 quarts vegetable stock, 1/2 teaspoon of cracked red pepper, that's kind of my variant as well, a small ham bone, preparation time 20 minutes, cooking time total about 40 minutes, and this would serve from 2 to 4. Here's the preparation. Wash the leeks, slice them up. Peel and slice the garlic. Saute the garlic and the leeks in a skillet with vegetable oil for 3 to 5 minutes. Begin heating the vegetable stock in a saucepan. Toss in the sauteed leeks and garlic. Wash a handful of parsley sprigs. Use kitchen shears to snip into the pot. Toss in the ham bone for seasoning. Wash and slice the potatoes, and along with the peas, after 10 minutes, toss into the pot and add the cracked red pepper. Also, if you wish, add cream or milk, and simmer for an additional 20 minutes. And as always, throughout February to Welsh St. David's Day on the 1st of March, I'll have a big green leek hanging beside my kitchen door. This has been Will Crisp with Camp Cookin' for Allegheny Mountain Radio.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.